Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about communication is the key for a heavy equipment operator. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Have you ever been to a construction site? Yes, no. There are so many ways that go on. There are so many things that go on in a construction site. Creating the foundation for the structure, moving of heavy construction equipment, the workers randomly moving and working here and there. It is quite possible that you can hurt yourself if you are not properly aware of what is going on and where. Proper safety gear must be worn and used by everyone who is working as well as moving about in the construction site. At some place, there might be some concrete construction going on, and on the other side, there will be a structure of glass being made. Being careless can be dangerous for you as well as others that are working with you. Number one, what needs to be done? Vary construction sites follow some basic safety measures such as wearing safety gear, high visible jackets, eye protection, and helmets, etc. There are boards and signs that clearly indicate and the actions or steps that need to be taken, and things that are prohibited and should not be done. Whether you are a worker or even a visitor at a construction site, you need to make sure that all these measures are followed by you. Next, operating heavy construction equipment. The heavy construction equipment is sometimes that cannot be operated by everyone. It needs skilled training and certification. Therefore, when you are about to operate heavy construction equipment such as loaders, excavators, backhoes, lifts, or cranes, it is a must that you communicate well with the other workers. The heavy construction equipment often move very fast and swiftly. Within a fraction of a second, and just by clicking on a single button or by moving the steering wheel handle or a joystick slightly, the lift, the crane, or the buckets can be moved swiftly from one direction to the other. Hence, that the unaware are unattractive workers can get hurt or harmed by movement by heavy construction equipment. On the other hand, it is also quite not possible to remove the workers from the construction site. So you got to keep your eyes peeled. You got to keep them aware. The reason is that the workers do all the material handling, manual labor, and making sure that the dumping, excavating, lifting, and all the other construction work are performed well. How do you communicate with the workers? There are some key factors that the heavy construction operator must keep in mind. The machine or equipment move quick, fast, and swiftly on all directions. Hence, before pulling or pushing the steering wheel handle, a concerned person must indicate the clearance of the ground. It is only then that the operator should start the task. On the other hand, the concerned person should communicate with the other field workers. It is only when the workers give thumbs up to properly tie up the objects that need to be lifted, or clearance of the excavation ground, or proper directions of dumping ground, that the operator would start the action. Hence, it is It is a chain or link process that is successful only when all the workers and the heavy construction equipment operators communicate together well. Communication or to communicate with each other, signs or boards or high frequency lights, torches, etc. are frequently used, but the traditional proper method of communication is walkie-talkies or two-way radios through smartphones or also widely used nowadays, you know. So you also can use your smartphone to communicate with everybody. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.